This is a quick summary for Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah starts off by saying a Giores, a Shvuya, or a Shivcha. These are people we normally assume not to be a Besula. So if they became this way before they were 3 years old, then they have a Ksuva of 200, and they have a Tainus Besulim, because we say that Bia before the age of 3 doesn't count, that doesn't ruin your Cheskas Besulim. So Rav Huna starts off with the sugya of Ger Katan. He says, Matbila Noso al Das Bezdin. And the chiddush is that it's Zachan Adam Shlo Bafanav, even though you might have had a Havamina to say, Ovid Kochavim Behevkera Nichale, that he would prefer a life of Evkeras, Kamash Malan. We consider it a Zachus to be a Jew, and therefore the Bezdin can substitute their Das as a Zachus for the Ger Katan. Now we try to bring a raya for this from our Mishnah, because we see that there is a Gioris who was Nisgayra Pachos mi Gimel Shana mi Omechad. So obviously this was a case of Matbila Nosa al Das Bezdin. Gemara says not so fast. It could be referring to a case where her whole family was Megayra, and in that case Vaday it's a Zechus to be Megayra together with your family, and therefore it doesn't bring a raya that we say that any isolated Ger Katan could be Matbila Nosa al Das Bezdin. Now, along the lines of the din of Ger Katan, Rav Yosef adds a halacha of Higdilu Yecholin Limchos, that once they turn Bar Bas Mitzvah, they have a chance to protest and say that they don't want to be Jewish, and then they are no longer Jewish. Abaye and Rava both ask Kashas on this. Abaye asks, based on our Mishnah, how could we say that she gets a ksuva of 200 if she has the right to make a macha and no longer be Jewish? We're just going to then pay her 200 zuz so she can go live a life as a goy with it? So Gemara answers, no, we're waiting till after she becomes a gedola, and then she doesn't protest, and once she doesn't protest, she is a Jew for life. Rav asks the exact same kasha, but from the third parak of Elu Nara Sheish Lehem Knas, and we say that if she was in Megayer, Pchusa Megbas Gimel Shana V'yom Echad, she has a Knas. Says, we're just going to wait till she turns Bas Mitzvah, then she's going to protest, and then she's going to spend her Knas as a non-Jew. So we answered the same answer, no. We wait till she becomes a gedola, and she doesn't protest. And once she doesn't protest, she is no longer able to protest. So we ask then at the end, why did Abaye want to bring a case of knas? So he said, because we don't want, maybe he would say you have to pay the knas anyway, so as not to reward the sinner. And Rava, why didn't he bring the case of ksuva? Because maybe every woman gets a ksuva, because we don't want him to divorce her so easily. The next Mishnah discusses a case of gadol abal ktana. We're talking about a over the age of 9 years old who has bia with a girl who's less than 3 years old, or a girl who is old enough has bia with a boy who's less than 9 years old, or a mukas eitz, which is someone who had some kind of an accident and lost her besulin based on that. So according to Reb Meir, she gets a 200 ksuva, and the Chachamim say she gets a 100 ksuva if she is a mukas eitz. Only argues on the case of mukas eitz. Now, if a woman has nisuin, even if she's still really a besula, still she only gets a ksuva of 100. It has no tainas besulim. Similarly, if she became a gioris or was a shvuya or a shivcha after the age of 3, she does not have a tainas besulim, and her ksuva is only 100. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, and they have a machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. If a katan is baal a gedola, does she become a mukas eitz or not? According to Rav, she becomes a mukas eitz, even though the boy with whom she had bia was less than 9 years old, still counts as a mukas eitz, whereas Shmuel says, ein mukas eitz bebasar, a human being can't make another person a mukas eitz, either it counts as a bia or it counts as nothing. And that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah, which seems to split the case of mukas eitz with the case of a katan who has bia with a gedola. So the Gemara gets out of it by saying that maybe it's a separate machlokas, but you still have room to say the shita of Rav that a katan can turn her into a mukas eitz. Next, we qualify the entire statement of whether or not a mukas eitz gets 200 or 100 by a statement of Rami Bar Chama, who claims this is only b'shehikirba, this is only when he actually knew about it. But if she didn't tell him anything and this whole thing comes as a surprise, then we say that she gets nothing according to anybody. The Gemara asks Akasha from a later Mishnah where she claims that she's a mukas eitz and he claims that she's a drusas ish, and it seems that Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar say she's believed and therefore she gets the ksuva. And Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. But Lemaisa, it's a case clearly of lo hikirba. So Rava wanted to defend the Shita of Rambam Bar Chama, where he says that no, this is all the way you read the Mishnah is Reb Meir holds you get 200, whether it's hikir bar or lo hikir bar, and that Mishnah is all according to Reb Meir. But according to the Rabbanan, if lo hikir bar, she gets nothing. But then Rava was choser on his defense of Rami Bar Chama, and he agrees that the whole halacha machlokis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim about Mukas Eitz applies whether hikir bar or lo hikir bar. And the Gemara has a lengthy way to prove that Rava was choser on his shita.